Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Cash the Ticket is presented by FanDuel.
No, next game. Here it is. Here it is. This is Sunday Night Football. Here we go. Lions laying 3.5 casually on the road at the Texans. They're on one of the best runs of all time. We told you 41-15 against the number now their last 56 games. That's a robust 73% cover rate. You could retire. This is a game, if normal rules applied, you take the Texans. I'm done. I bet against the Lions twice. There won't be strike three. I'm done. They don't operate within the rules of the NFL. They don't operate within the margins. They are just different. They show up at your house. They punch you in the face. They fuck your wife. They burn your house down. The Lions are just a monolith. I'm done. I'm out. I'm not going to bet against them. Does everything say take Houston? Yup. Does everything say you don't bet the road favorite that Earth is on? Yup. Nope. Not doing it. Just leave me out of it. I want no part of it. The Lions might, in fact, just be all-time good. I will watch the game. Yeah. I'm excited for everybody in Detroit, but I can't. And then you get the news. Nico Collins may not play.
Yeah.
Will Anderson looks questionable.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the biggest cap. If I were going to bet the Lions, Texans rank dead last in interior pressure allowed. Their left guard spot, 32 out of 32. Turn fucking style. Laremy Tunsil's awesome. Just kidding. Most penalties for any left tackle in the league.
Yep.
CJ Stroud has no time. Excuse me. CJ Stroud has no time. This is a guy that watching that Jet game, he would touch the football and immediately try to pirouette out of the pocket. Lions, where's the one place they've been getting pressure? Aleem McNeil, DJ Reader. They're going to blitz. I don't know how CJ's going to survive. And Texans, you can run on them. So the Lions O-line. Look, I'll be honest. If you wanted, you could get me to bet the Lions. I'm not touching the Texans. I will not stand in the way of the Lions. I'm either going to bet on them or stay the fuck away. And I'm fine staying away, but you could absolutely make a case the Lions go on a road win this game. Why? Because they're different. The Lions are built different. Last week is a game you're supposed to lose. Outside, bad weather, divisional opponent, you've been running hot, quarterback and hamburger helper mittens. Nope. Fuck you. Garbage can. Like, I'm done. I will not stand in the way of this team. So I either sit it out or I bet the Lions. You figure it out, public Johnny.
I've been nodding because it's all spot on. Alt line, -6.5 is +144 if you want to go that route. Alt line Fridays. Look, no, I say it with smarm, but seriously, I love it. I'm a Lions fan. This is great. My team's finally the king of the castle. And you gave the number 41-15 the last 56 games. They're favored. Doesn't matter. They cover anyway. You don't realize how hard that is to be covering consistently as a big public favorite every single week, but you gave all the football reasons. The only thing that you left out is the Texans' offensive line's no good either, which opens up the opportunity for Za'Darius Smith, if he plays, to make an impact immediately on Sunday Night Football. It's not just interior. They're giving up pressure everywhere. I'm going to play the Lions. And by the way, this is our Hungry Howie's delivery of the week. Hungry Howie's original flavor crust pizza. I'm going to buy all the way in on this. Nothing phases the Detroit Lions. No. Nothing. All the things that are supposed to trip up good and even great teams doesn't trip up Detroit.
No, the rules don't apply.
No.
Like, the Lions are public. Doesn't matter. Oh, the Lions are laying points on a rope. Doesn't matter. Oh, the Lions are playing outside in bad weather. Also, doesn't matter. Oh, the Lions are going to Minnesota and the spread looks fucking fishy.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. Hey, we fell behind 10-0 because our coach faked a punt in an Applebee's commercial. Doesn't matter. 21 straight.
But you got nothing. But you won't bet the Lions. You're just going to stay away.
I mean, if you're going to bet them, I can bet them.
Bet them with me.
I'm rooting for them to win.
And you've capped a lot of the football stuff that explains it, right? Like, they're just a damn good football team. A couple stats. Texans, 13 sacks allowed the last three games. So that takes more than just the awful Thursday night into consideration.
If Nico doesn't play, I'd be all in on the Lions.
Teams, after allowing seven or more sacks, are 43% against the number the next week.
Jesus.
That's
Christ.
Over the last 30 or last 20 years.
Wow.
You get beat up, it does fuck with the quarterback's head.
Yep.
And then you're right. If all else goes to shit, CJ Stroud steps up, he's having himself a big day, they rally, they're at home, they had extra time. What does Detroit do when shit hits the fan? They run the ball. The Texans run defense, 4.7 yards a carry allowed. Montgomery, Gibbs, Gibbs, Montgomery, Sonic, Knuckles. They'll just run the ball. If all else fails, even when Detroit got into a squirrely spot week one against the Rams, ball in overtime, run it right down the field. That's their thing. If everything else fails, they'll just bully you up front. So Lions lay the 3.5 on the road. Road favorites. Are you typing it in? Are you going to play it?
Check the sheet, prick.
He says, Detroit, -3.5. I'm the Jim Costa play of the week.
That's right.
Okay.
That's what I'm doing. This is public. This is stupid. This is arrogant.
Yes.
But guess what? It's just what you do. At this point, the rules don't apply anymore. And I look, you burn your hand on the stove once. You go back and do it again. Now it's on you. If you do it a third time, you're an asshole. Well, I'm not going to be an asshole. I'm not going to stand in the way of these guys.
Nope.
I'll either play them or sit the games out because there is no fucking point. The rules don't apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.